We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Three cases at different schools: Moses, DeWitt, Fayetteville, and Skinny Allen. Yep, little bits here and there.
It's gonna happen. It's just all about tracing and tracking. And once you find it, you get them out of there. All right. Let's not panic.
Although I had my first real like rush of oh my god, overall like over when you see the people starting to be like, hey, we're sorry, but. Looks like somebody tested positive for it.
Was
here.
It the sub shop one?
Yeah. I pooed a little bit.
Did you?
And then I was like, oh my God, where's the dates?
My wife was like, were you at the sub shop? And I go, no, we were there like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, we're good. And not trying to discredit anybody's story, but
what?
The young lady that got it said she went on a camping trip.
Oh, just camping.
And she had some allergies from camping. You were partying, you party animal.
Sometimes you party.
Nah, but I have no idea.
We weren't there that those days, right?
No, it was literally, was it like 4 days ago?
Sunday. I know it was, yeah, Sunday
yeah,
or something.
We were good. Because it was right in that window.
Ahoy, hoy! Why, did you go back after we went together?
No, but like the times.
Oh, yeah,
because I saw the times first, and I was like, oh my God, we were definitely there from noon to...
Yeah, we were there at lunch.
Five or whatever.
No, we're good. Yeesh. Nightmare should be up there. Give it a look. Give it a refresh. Happy Friday, everybody. Talking to twitch.tv/KRockCNY right now. Nightmare asking for yesterday's show. It should be up there, brah. Ahoy, hoy, Nikki. Ahoy, hoy to all of you on the Adirondack Food and Fuel text line, 315-364-109. What a day yesterday, man. Yesterday was a day.
Did some stuff?
The kids had a dentist appointment. They did great.
Ugh.
They did great, but it's just, you know.
I don't like that.
Another thing.
I'm an anti-dentite.
I know you are an anti-dentite. I gotta go. Like, it's hard for me to preach to them. You gotta go to the dentist when I'm like, I don't want to go to the dentist.
No, I know.
I went so much as a kid that I just don't want to go anymore right now.
Well, I had the situations that I've had that I've talked about where the one guy was an insurance fraud, didn't do the stuff where he was doing, so basically just let my teeth get several cavities in them that had to be taken care of later, and then the wisdom teeth people were really awful to the one where one people just did such a bad job that literally went back to say like a week later and they were just gone. And then the other people were so just flippant that I was like, I need a lot of knockout stuff, guys. Like, I can't deal with this. You have to. And they didn't. So I woke up halfway in the middle and was like trying to help them.
Oh my God. Like, cause you're all dopey.
Yeah. And then like, I remember them not giving me enough to where I was awake and then my tooth broke half off in there.
Oh, Cody.
And they had to dig it out.
Nah, I'm done.
Yep.
Dentists do a great job and obviously we need them, but I just,
oh yeah, no,
I'm out.
Yeah. That's just, it's,
oh, I'm out.
Couple bad apples ruin it for everybody.
Oh, that's smart. Katie. Katie says she makes her appointments the same day as the kids. Because it forces her to go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I should just do that. JoJo, I recognize that I'm the problem. Good morning, it's K-Rock. I'm getting my balls busted right now because...
Yeah.
It's my fault that I try to start all these video game things with showbros and showgirls, and then I'm the first one to abandon it.
Yeah, you made me buy this NBA Jam arcade thing for my house.
Did you really buy it for your house?
No.
Because I wouldn't doubt you did that.
No, I mean, it's awesome, but no.
I really wouldn't doubt if you just...
if like, I could...
You get the cravings for it after we leave.
But, I mean, I have the Super Nintendo one, so if I really, really need it that bad, I can just plug that in.
I was like, hey, everybody, let's do a Red Dead Redemption posse, and then I stopped playing that.
Yep.
And then I'm like, let's do a Golf Clan in Golf Clash, and then I stopped playing that.
Yep.
Then I got into my PGA Tour on PlayStation. I'm like, let's go, good. And then I haven't played that all week.
Let's all be stranded deep on a desert island together. And then you left them there. You left him on the desert island.
Did I tell you that I've been playing that Among Us game? Did I tell you that?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. See, you get everyone together for that. Everyone get this game for your phone. Then he'll leave.
But it's weird because it's like I was reading that Among Us game yesterday was supposed to have like a 2.0 come out.
Nothing.
And then because this one got so popular, they put that on hold.
It's like how we jumped on Golf Clash right after they did like a brand new update type deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
So cool. Cool. It's a weird game though. Like
it seems to be a weird game the way you describe it.
Like you got to try to convince people that somebody is a murderer when you're like, but I'm, and they're like, well, why'd you say that? You smelt the Delta.
Smelt the Delta.
That's basically the argument. It always is.
Yeah.
Why are you accusing Cody? That means you're the guy then.
I mean, you did it.
Dunkin' Halloween at the Park, halloweenatthepark.com. They have been setting up all week. I hear it's looking awesome. Get your tickets now. Do not wait. We are here on a Friday. We are rolling. I'm going to stay on time.
It is Friday.
Thank God it's Friday. TGI frickin' Friday, man. It's been a week, right?
TGI.
I did TGI FF.
FF, yeah. I was just seeing. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
It's been a week.
This week kind of dragged a little bit,
it seemed like.
Usually they fly by, but not as homage.
Like, there's things I did on Monday where I'm like, oh my God, that felt like a month ago.
Right, yeah.
That was on Monday I did that thing?
All the way back in Monday times.
Yeah, yeah, da, da, da. My name is Josh. That is Cody. How was that game last night? Who was it? Dolphins what?
Oh my God. Dolphins Jaguars. Yeah, it was
31-13. Dolphins take down the Jags.
Yeah, it was not an exciting game.
No,
there were a couple.
Did you make
plays.
It exciting with a little?
I tried a little, but I couldn't. Mm. You know, I made a little bit of cash, not anything. You know, that made me. You know, okay, this game needs to be on and not changed from this channel.
I gotta stay with this, right?
But I watched it. It was there were some because I use those games to watch players. More than I do. Mm-hmm. Like next week is even worse, where it's Broncos Jets.
Okay,
and even I'm struggling to find players watching that. But I used it to watch some. There's some Dolphin players I like. There was a couple of guys on the Jags that I was interested in seeing because they got a couple undrafted rookies. It's always cool to see a guy that basically was gonna have to go do a regular job a year ago and then busted his ass enough to get on an NFL team. Like that's always
how's
cool,
that happen,
right?
He's not out of college. He was
They were on college teams.
They were undrafted
and decided. No, I'm not giving up. I'll sign on a practice squad or try out for a training camp roster or something
That's
like that.
Cool.
He started running back for the Jags. So
That's
I mean,
cool.
It worked out for him.
Well, it is Friday. Twitch already asked me what I'm getting for takeout tonight. I don't even know what I want for takeout. I really don't know. Friday night, if you guys don't know, I do takeout with the family.
You gotta wait a little bit. Let your belly.
I'm not there yet. I mean, every week I want pizza and wings, but I can't do that to my family every week.
Why? Are they going to get it? Is your daughter hopping in the car, driving down to?
You paying for it?
Pick up some ribs,
huh?
Yeah, your son swiping his credit card.
Huh? So, what is a perfect Friday night in? This is a survey where it asks people, "Hey, it's a Friday night. What are you doing? What's your perfect night in?"
Hmm.
I have my perfect night in every night.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Every night I do what I want. Kids are fed. Dishes are done. Everyone's in their respective areas. Maybe watching a little TV. Last night, my poor daughter, she's reading this book in school that she loves. I don't know what it's called. It's about the gods. Tammy will know if she texts me. It's like... But they made a movie about it on Disney Plus. So basically, it's like there's the three gods. There's Poseidon, Thor, and whatever the other one is.
Oh, the Hercules movie on Disney?
That? No, but it's like real people.
Oh.
So here's the plot. It's three gods that came down and banged three human women.
Yeah, they did.
And now there's babies, Lightning Thief. Yeah, Lightning Thief. They made a movie out of it.
Yeah, they did.
What? First of all, what a weird plot.
Yeah, yeah. Say it again.
There's these three gods.
Yeah, yeah. What do they do? What do
they
do?
They come down and have sex with human women.
Yeah.
And then they bail. They have no interest in, like, raising the kids.
Hell yeah.
So these women have these babies, and they don't realize that they're...
One can, like, shoot lightning?
Yeah. Because the gods
like
took a human form.
Yeah.
just to get laid. Like, okay. Reading this in sixth grade, fine.
Yeah.
Fine with it.
Yeah.
Fine with it.
So I didn't think about that.
So the gods come down, take a human form.
Yep.
Hook up with some broads.
Yep.
Go back to Godland, wherever that is, the clouds.
Hey, I'm late. And they go, ooh, look at the time, and shoot back up into the sky.
Shoot back up into the sky.
Yeah.
And my daughter loves it, because now it's about these kids that have, like, godlike powers, right?
Yeah.
There's a movie on Disney Plus, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, or whatever, Percy Jackson something.
Okay. All right. Now I know. All right.
She was excited all day yesterday to watch this damn movie.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, all right, we get everything done. Everyone's got their showers. Everyone's fed. Everyone's good. It's like 7:30, 7:45. I go, you guys can watch like an hour of this before we go to bed. So I put it on TV in the bedroom. Kids are watching it. I go play my Stranded Deep for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I come back and I go to my daughter. I go, so how is it? She goes, this is terrible. This movie's terrible. It's nothing like the book.
Oh, yeah. That
so
sucks.
She was disappointed. I mean, she was watching it. They were watching it, but it's like,
well,
is this a whole series?
That's
the Percy Jackson series?
Sucks for her now. So she didn't have to watch it again.
Well, no, I'm proud of her that she likes the book, man.
Yeah. Now tell her that get ready. That's going to be a thing her whole life. The books are always better in the movie.
Do what Dad does and don't read any damn books and you'll be fine.
Yeah, but we want to read books. They're fun.
I don't know. If you just don't read books.
But that is how that works, because a lot of times in a book translated over to a movie, it's not as visually appealing.
And then my wife was looking it up on her phone that the guy who wrote the book hated the movie too. He wants it redone.
Yep. Yeah, I bet they had. They probably added a bunch of stuff. If it's Disney, I'm sure it's the gods type story, and they probably made it cheesy and added some weird cartoon little
character. I wasn't watching it. I was just sad to see my daughter say she thought it was terrible.
Yeah.
She was so looking forward to it.
Sure, she didn't say you're terrible.
Oh, yes, that's what. Now you're right. You're a terrible father. Oh, you don't like the movie, honey? You're a terrible father.
Hate
the movie's
you.
Terrible.
I hate you.
You hate the movie, right?
I hate you. You personally.
You hate the movie. The movie's terrible. You hate this movie, right?
The movie.
You dad. So the perfect Friday night in would be. First of all, I feel bad for those of you. Done with work by 5:52. Like, who's working till 5:52 on a Friday?
In the morning?
No, p.m.
Oh, a lot of people.
Done with who?
That's most people's. I know, we're done at like noonish, but a lot of people have to work until like 6 o'clock.
I could throw up.
Dude, do you ever come downtown at like 5, 6 on a Friday?
No, I'm in bed by then.
Oh, man. It's hectic down here, man.
What are you people doing?
You should see people trying to go home or working all day.
Oh, my God, with, like, their suits on and stuff?
Yeah, making money.
Oh.
Idiots.
You morons.
Stupid jerks. You could
working.
You could do this and go home at 11.
I know. Duh, why don't you all do this? Where you just do stupid butthole jokes in the morning and then you're done at 11.
Yeah, why don't you just get a different job?
Wow, what the hell do you do?
Yeah, why are you guys at work right now and you're working till 7:30 tonight? Are you surgeons? Yeah, are you a doctor?
Yeah.
Are you a helicopter pilot?
Yeah, you must be a helicopter pilot.
Jeez.
This one I'll agree with. Things that make for a perfect Friday night. Cheesecake for dessert. Very specific, but cheesecake for dessert.
I like that. I like that. I don't know. I feel like mine's too basic.
What is yours?
Like, I know. I just like depends on the season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was like a fall,
mm-hmm.
where it's not raining or anything, but it's still kind of chilly,
mm-hmm.
but it's nice. Maybe there's a little wind. Maybe there's like a good football game on or something.
That is
you
nice.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's nice, but it's, you know, you can wear a hoodie, but maybe still have a door open if you want.
I like, deal. You and I are very similar. What?
Yeah.
They work in an ER?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for they keeping
are,
people alive.
They are in the hospital.
We appreciate you. I can't enjoy relaxation.
Yeah.
Unless that room is clean. Does that make sense?
No, I hear you. I like doing that.
Like, I want to sit on my couch
mm-hmm.
and watch TV, but the living room's a mess right now because of the stupid animals and the kids.
It's way better once you clean up and, like, do a little vacuuming and then you sit down and go, and everything's done.
Everything's done and you can relax. I don't know what that makes me basic. I don't care.
I do like that.
I like
that. I like it.
Like, if I'm going to watch TV in the bedroom, I want the bed made.
Yeah.
You can kind of lay on top of it or just fold it back and get into it. I like to have a clean room.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Things that make for a perfect Friday night.
A little buzz.
Yeah, that's number four, having a beer, a glass of wine. Or like half a bottle of whiskey, whatever. I don't care. You live your life.
Strip club.
Yeah, man. This is the longest you've gone without a strip club, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's only because I didn't check like social media's. Lookers says they're open. Lookers.
But what do you got to do to go to one? Mask up and stuff?
I don't care. Good. Don't look at me in the face. I pay extra for that anyway. But no, I saw it yesterday. If you go on Lookers Show Club for their Facebook page, what would be the last thing you think you would see on a like the strip club promoting first up?
What would be the last thing I would expect to see on a strip club promotion? Yeah. Ronald McDonald riding a jellyfish.
I mean, it's close.
What is it?
It's a dessert.
Oh, it is?
You're like, come on down, get a root beer float.
Ooh.
Is a picture of a root beer float.
Delicious.
Like, what do I wash which down with?
Because they can't do booze, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the rule is.
I always forget, because they're so close to each other, and usually it's a little hazy by then of, let's see, you got Lookers, the Diamond Dolls, the Alpine Club, and the other one right there.
I just forget which one.
Show me your buy, right?
What are you? I got a drink of lemonade, but I can see your lab booze.
Oh, that's Utica.
The coldest lemonade
is the best. I'd drive all the way back up there just to get that lemonade tonight. There's my perfect Friday.
Peepers.
Heading out to Peepers.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for about 11 o'clock for the one old guy that shows up to use all his dollar bills. And then I wait, and then I stroll through, drink a nice ice cold lemonade.
You're like the strip club bottom feeder.
Yeah.
You're like, wait for all the big money guys to spend their money. The girls are happy.
Yep.
Then you come roll in.
You're like,
you're the younger guy,
uh-huh.
But you're not throwing the money around like the old time.
I'm not 60. I'm not gross. I don't have, you know, a greasy Italian chain hanging down.
Hey, yeah.
I'm not wearing sweatpants.
You're wearing jeans that you've had at the other club.
I am wearing jeans that I've washed in a year and a half. But, it's neither here nor there.
Perfect Friday night, settled in the couch to binge. Watch three episodes of your favorite TV show by 8:13.
I like that.
I would love to settle into the couch, but the dog has completely destroyed this couch. There's two holes in it now.
That's like what Jughead did, where
it's over.
There was a leather couch, like a legit leather couch, and he, like a rawhide, just licked it
to death,
and it had all this big hole in it.
Yeah, I just can't even enjoy it.
No, you've got to get one of those things.
What?
The couch covers.
But it's like a big sectional. Where do I get those?
I think they make them. It's just, you got to go online. And
like, I was thinking about going down to like a Michael's or a Joann's and just getting some big pieces of canvas.
Yeah, why not?
And just like putting it over it.
Yeah, just
like the same color canvas.
Lay something down. Why not?
That I could just know that he's not going to rip through.
Yeah, or make him
wear. Because I'm not buying a new couch.
No.
Until the kids are moved out and the animals are all dead.
You just got a new couch, didn't you?
Yes.
Wasn't there a whole thing with it?
Cody, he ruined the leather one.
Yeah.
And then they replaced the leather one.
Yeah.
And now he ruined this one.
Sorry.
And then he took a poop in the house, and now the shark doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Yep. Did it ever came back online?
It tried to be a zombie shark for a little while.
And then I was like, nah, forget it.
My mom knows what she's doing.
Too much poo.
My mom knows what she's doing. She goes, wow, that dog's cost you a lot of money. Yeah. Yeah, it has, Mom. Thanks. Yes, it has.
Yeah. They do.
F your couch.
Right?
What is somebody, Andy, saying?
Don't put down Utica Goombas.
I don't think we are.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just
saying.
He's
just saying he's going to swoop in there after the Utica Goombas.
I just wait till them. I wait till them do their thing. I wait till they, stroll in there, take off their wedding ring, but, still have it a tan where you can clearly still see it.
Yeah, and I hate to break it to you. Like, the strippers don't care.
No.
They're going to dance for you whether you're married or not. Are you trying to go to the next level? Is that what it is?
Right. You know how many guys I've seen do that? Like,
what?
On the way in, or
better
take this off.
Why?
Like, she's going to go home with you?
Yeah, like, oh, she's going to hook up with
you. She's going to go, no wedding ring?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's my ticket out.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, it's not Pretty Woman.
Nah, strippers are not falling in love with you. Hate to break it to you, bro.
That was also my favorite thing.
What?
No, she definitely had a thing for me.
Dude, I don't know. She was pretty nice to me, man.
Right?
Oh, was she? Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, naked equals no booze. That's why I got the lemonade.
Yeah. Full nude means no booze, but you can do.
If you're topless, you could usually.
Do they do pasties now too? I don't know.
I don't know what happened with like a Paradise Found, where now they do a lot of just pasties over the whatnot.
I haven't been to a stripnasium in probably a decade. Whenever AJ got married was when I went. But yeah. So
let's go.
Nah, I had no interest.
You want to go?
It makes me uncomfortable.
I'll take
you. You know that about me. That makes me uncomfortable. I have no desire to do that.
Let's go. Head on out. If you definitely, especially you don't want to go out with me, because I would at least be half in the bag the second we walk in. You guys not know K-Rock Josh? Come on!
That stripper, baby!
That stripper, baby! Give me all the mustard.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the last thing I need. I don't need the rumor. Like, you have a brand where you can go to.
Yeah,
strip
I don't
club.
Care. It doesn't matter. You see
do
me
not
out.
Care. Yeah, he'll wave. Like, to say K-Rock Cody Mack at a strip club, that's totally on brand for him.
Yeah, I am. Why?
To say I was at a strip club, that doesn't check out. That's weird and creepy for some reason. Because it is.
I mean, it's not like you, if you were a guy that you were like, man, I go and then like, I pay money and like go in the back and I get him to touch me and stuff, then it would be different. But if you're just going, you're like a little strip club, baby.
Yeah, but it's like.
Yeah. You like some Hooters.
I've always lived by, I mean, you're a bachelor, you're out living your life. I've always lived by the rule, like, would I want my wife doing that? Then if I say no, I don't do that.
Makes sense.
Would I want
that's
my wife going and having hogs whipped in her face at a men's strip club? I don't think I'd love that.
See, that's as long. Well, I don't care who greases your bike chain as long as I'm the one that's doing the pedaling later.
Ring, 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 ring. Everybody stop. Where did that phrase, is that a phrase you've used before?
I don't think. I mean,
don't care who oils your bike chain, greases the chain,
the bike chain
as long as I'm paddling later.
Doing the paddling. Ring, ring. I'm sure I've used variations of that. Uh-oh. He's got youth pastor on me now.
Let us pray. Now,
boop.
Why you left car?
You never know.
You never know. Cody Mack just gave, I guess, the advice of our lifetimes. I don't care who greases your bike chain as long as I'm pedaling later.
Right?
Meaning, if his lady goes out,
yeah, guys, yeah.
See some what are those like
a
hunks from down under
review.
Or whatever,
yeah.
Like those things,
yeah.
And they're all horned up and they come home.
Hell
as long
yeah.
As he's riding that bike later, ring, 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 ring,
ring, ring, ring, ring. That's what I'm saying.
Uh huh.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom. Hey, Mama Mac.
Like, what do I care? You know what I mean? If like you go out and. If a bunch of stupid guys want to buy you a bunch of drinks and you spend like a buck and you get wasted and you feel you get all the self-confidence because like you're so pretty, I'll buy you a drink. You say, oh, yeah, thank you. Buy me a drink. The hell do I care?
Yeah.
You're not making out with a guy or another. You're not going home.
God bless you, Cody.
Yeah.
Never do I think my wife would do anything with other guys. Like
no.
That wasn't bothering me, but I don't know if I'd be thrilled if she went and had like dudes. Like if she went to one of those shows where like, it's just the Australian hunks on stage, whatever. I don't care. It's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. But if she goes to, like, I don't think there's even, like, seedy men's strip clubs. Like, men's strip clubs aren't the same as what dudes can go to.
Yeah, I don't know where a guy's strip or a women's strip club would be where there's dudes. Like, maybe they have nights. Dude, I've seen that.
Like, if the male strip club has, okay. If my wife's like, yes, I went to a male strip club
yeah.
And I paid $20 for a man to go privately in a room with me
yeah.
And show me his genitals,
yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm not thrilled with that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do that
show
to her.
Show me his genitals.
That's just the trade-off.
What if
Cody doesn't care. As long as that bike chain's grease, baby.
What if I paid someone
uh-huh.
To show you their genitals?
Go ahead, yes.
Was that okay?
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
I don't know. I didn't. Cody did.
That's just my brand. I'm nerdy like that.
No, that's not nerdy. It's respectful. Makes sense.
Honey, I'm speaking as my wife now. Went to this place with the gals from work. You go in a closet, and a man shows you his genitals for $20.
Yeah, he grinds them on you
yeah.
As hard as he possibly can.
When you boil it down to that, sounds real creepy when we do the same thing with a woman.
Honey, a guy took a scrotum and rubbed it on my back for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Are there really Magic Mike shows? Kay says there's Magic Mike shows out in Rochester.
Sure, why not?
I'm not talking like Magic Mike shows. Like, you women don't have gross strip clubs like...
No, that... Yeah, that's...
That, like, dudes have. Oh, my buddy Ben says he worked at one called The Mail Room in Buffalo.
See, yeah.
What do you mean you worked at one?
Like, dance,
like you
bartended,
Ben?
Security?
Yeah, maybe security. Ben's probably a security.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't... Those aren't around here. That maybe, like, a bigger city, but...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because if there is one around here, I mean... But are they... Are they hiring or?
Yeah, right. Cody will.
I'll do some dancing.
I'm obviously just like assuming that women don't, they don't enjoy that as much as we do. Like, we're just more physical, animalistic. Where women like to have a mental thing going on. And
well, I'd like to bring back my signature move of, you know, those like little like airplanes or helicopters on a string. You can kind of like going real fast. I do something similar. I tie it around something and I helicopter, and then it gets going, and then you've got yourself a show.
That's nice.
So,
would you showgirls go to that? Like, there's so much.
Dude.
Yeah.
One? Yeah.
Like, you and I both admit that there's so much going on in the world that we don't know about. There could be those clubs, and we just don't know about them.
Yeah.
But would you showgirls go to, like, if you're like, you go down in this basement and it smells like BO, and then dudes will just grind on you? Is that a thing?
Because, yeah, what would they then smell like? Axe and what?
Mm-hmm.
Because strip clubs smell like perfume and perfume and perfume.
Yeah, like sweet, like lady
A
things.
Lot of perfume. I wonder.
Yeah. And my buddy Ben said he did hit him and his hockey buddies. They did Dancing for Dollars. So
you know what I'm saying? Like, what do I care?
I love you. Go ahead. It's your body. Do what you want with it.
I'll try to swing it around on a pole for a little while.
Yeah, and then what would the man's version be? Like, right? You don't want a man to pole dance,
That's
right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, eventually it would just be me unveiling my, like, less than average size genitals.
Like, yeah.
And then I take it out and be like, no, ladies, I know it's real sexy, but I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yeah,
so
like, do you got to be fluffed at all times?
Use your imaginations.
You got to be fluffed at all times?
See the disappointed looks of the ladies? No, no, no. Use your imagination. I promise it. No, watch. Smacking around a little while.
I would imagine you got to, like, just stuff it in a big, like, hammock, you know, like a banana hammock and really.
Yeah, if you're not taking it out. But even then, you do a move and it could see the sock roll that you shove down in there.
See, a lot of showgirls are saying, no, I would not go to that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We're different. Like, men are different. We like to see boobies.
And a lot of chicks would just prefer to just go to a female strip club.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of chicks just like that.
Why?
It's sexy. It's hot. You don't even have to be like, you know, bisexual or nothing or a lesbian to think that a gorgeous female dancing seductively on a pole is hot.
Oh, great news. Oopie just opened Oopie's Dongnasium out in the Utica area. 3-drink minimum, but it's worth it. It'll be worth it.
All right, I'm in.
Oopie, are you hiring?
He better be dancing.
Yeah, Oopie, you're working at your dong. If you open the Dongnasium.
You ain't going to have an old cop uniform or two sitting around.
Not only am I the president of the Dongnasium, I am also a client.
Officer Battalion.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Showgirl Veronica went to one with her mom? What, like a female strip club or a men's strip club?
Huh. And yes, Lottie, no, not all are gorgeous. That's true.
What? Strippers?
Yeah, that is true.
It's the same thing.
The fun.
Not all pizza's great, but at the end of the day, you're eating pizza.
Right.
Not all naked bodies are great, but at the end of the day, that's a naked chick.
And you kind of know. Yeah, you know, like with it is like pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You make the conscious decision. You know what a Little Caesars is gonna be. You know?
Yeah, like you can see what pizzeria you're going into.
Yeah, you can't go to Little Caesars and then go, oh, this is awful. This is terrible. This is stupid.
No.
These girls are ugly. This pizza's trash. Well, yeah, the thing with Little Caesars, it's average at best, and then sometimes you strike it big. And you get a phenomenal Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah.
Look at it like that. All right, fine. You go to the Woosah, but maybe one of them is real free and willing to do
stuff.
I'll
tell you, there's always cars out there. People are enjoying themselves.
Oh, yeah. That's,
people are enjoying themselves. Right?
Hey, I love Little Caesars. Man,
but then you go to Vegas and that's the best pizza you've probably ever had.
All tens.
Right?
All tens.
Vegas or New York or L.A., Dallas. I would imagine. Dallas, right? It's the best pizza you ever seen. Yeah. That's a yummy looking pie.
That's some piece of pie. You can't. That's too good to eat.
All right.
Eat it crust.
Clean. He said eat it crust first. And then he laughed himself off, Mike, folks. He's still laughing about it. I don't even know what that means.
It's like a butt joke.
Now I got it.
That's your boy. That's the kind of show it's going to be today, guys. Tell you what. He doesn't care who greases your bike chain as long as he gets to ring the bell later, baby.
Ring, ring.
You think you had a bad day? I'm going to tell you about a lady who was in her house when Hurricane Sandy blew a tree through her roof. The tree was full of bees. And then...
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. What are you laughing at?
And then the bees attacked her.
That sucks.
I'll tell you all about that.
Oh, man.
We're arguing over baked goods in Twitch right now. What does Doomspork say? I downloaded Twitch this morning because I heard Josh say I can listen to it with the screen off. Yeah, you can.
What does that mean?
Like, you don't have to have the video up. You can just do audio only of our Twitch feed.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to hear, like, you know, us BSing during commercials and songs, you can just download Twitch. But don't forget about our friends over at Adirondack Food and Fuel, presenters of our K-Rock text line, 315-364-109. If you're not ready to dive into the Twitch world, we get it. Hang with us on your normal phone. Adirondack Food and Fuel, right there in Frankfort. Beautiful facility, dedicated parking for truck drivers. Right now, you get over 60 gallons diesel or gas. You can get a free overnight stay or a shower. They got Utica coffee. They got everything great right there, so go check them out. Adirondack Food and Fuel in Frankfort.
Sorry. What? You like it?
I'm just listening to music I like right now.
Hey, what up? It's a Friday, brah. Ain't no one gonna be here. We take our pants off.
Oh, I forgot. No one's in the office on Fridays. Nice. All right. Let's get down to business, Cody Mack. You thought you had a bad day? I mean, I didn't have a bad day yesterday. I had a good day yesterday.
I had a bad day yesterday?
No, I'm just saying the royal you. Like the kind of the... I don't know, man.
Huh?
Cody, you died yesterday. I don't know how to tell you this. You're a ghost.
I burned down 10 years ago.
You burned down 10 years ago.
Speaking of that, did you see yesterday what it was the anniversary of?
Was it your car?
Yep.
It was? It happened in September?
Yeah. Yeah, because I got my car in like, was it like June or July or something? I only had it for a couple months. It was my favorite.
Cody is like, all right. I got this new morning radio gig. It's time to really get a nice vehicle.
Right?
And he goes and gets a Dodge Journey, and then someone steals it and lights it on fire.
Well, the worst was it wasn't even that. It wasn't even as good, great as that. I found out I've got a nice radio gig. It was, I drove my Alero into the ground so deep that the brake lines all snapped. Mm-hmm. And I then drove it back to work and coasted into the parking lot. Literally, the tow truck driver was like, how did you drive this? Uh-huh. I said, I hoped and prayed that when I came to a red light, I was either, no one else was either there or that it was going to turn green really quick.
Who else has moments like that where you go, I'm done with this car? Because I have one.
Yeah, it was.
I was driving home in my Saturn.
Oh, yeah, Saturn.
And for some reason, the whole right side completely locked up. So I had to drive on 690 with two wheels on the left side, and it dragged me. I got down to the Harley dealership, and I got out of my car, and both of my tires were just completely down to the rims.
What the hell?
I had dragged those two tires with the moving tires.
Damn, that was that's how I got rid of my Geo.
Prism. I'm done with this.
Oh, we're coming back from Northern Boulevard into like East Syracuse over where Bull and Bear is and you know, Hambone, you know, right over where you work, like right off of wherever Sports Star 2000 used to be.
Yeah.
I was coming around that to that light and my Geo literally turned off, the wheel locked, tires locked, and it just drove me down into the ditch. And I went,
but that wasn't you being done with it.
Okay. Well, no, even with that,
it
still kind of turned back on, and then I just didn't have a car for a little while. Like, I even tried to keep that going for a little bit. When I got that Alero, and then literally snapped all the brake lines.
My brake lines went driving down Seneca Turnpike once. That was fun.
No thanks.
My poor wife has a story
where she was out. She went to Geneseo for college.
Yeah.
And which I would say is like an hour and a half from here, maybe 2 hours from here.
Yeah, it's a hike.
She was at college and her tire blew, popped.
Okay.
And her parents had gotten her the AAA with like the 100-mile tow coverage.
Yeah.
So her tire blows out. She has to wait in Geneseo. Tow truck driver drives her and her car from Geneseo to Fulton. So it's just her and a tow truck driver just for 2 hours.
Hanging out.
Yep.
Ugh. No. I had to ride for a little while with the tow truck driver, and it was uncomfortable.
Look at all the texts coming in. What was the moment you were done with that vehicle? Hold on a second. I was going 60, and the ass end of my Subaru literally fell off. Ass end came right out. Nice. I've had to put out multiple engine fires in my Camaro with Mountain Dew. That's the most American sentence we've ever received.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had to put out engine fires in my Camaro with Mountain Dew.
Wow. Yeah, that it's like a... Didn't you put water in your...
Oh, dude, the Chevy Celebrity?
Yeah.
I couldn't idle with it, so I had to have gallon jugs of water because it was just a coolant leak, but I'm not about to...
What are you, am I cooling all the time?
I don't have any... Yeah.
Yeah.
A, I don't have money to fix a coolant leak. I would just go buy those, like, bottles of... No, this will patch up the hole.
Oh, yeah.
Like, get over, like, in that AutoZone or whatever, and I would dump it in there. It never did.
No,
So then there was that one year I'm leaving Harbor Fest, and of course, when Harbor Fest was popping, you would sit in traffic for a while trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
And I would just be sitting there, and then, like, the temperature gauge would go up, I'd get out, dump a little water in there.
Mm. Ugh, that's, mine where everything didn't, like, where the Alero would overheat, because, again, I drove it into the ground.
Yeah, right.
Like the fan only worked on the highest setting and it didn't blow cold air.
Oh, you told me
ever.
This.
So yeah, in the summer when I wanted to, make sure my car didn't overheat and die, the windows didn't work. So I would have to sit in a 100-degree car with the heat blasting, windows not working. It was hell.
That's what I'm doing with this Volkswagen. I'm driving it until I'm driving it to the point where I can give it to one of my kids in about 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
This is it. We've got our family truckster, this Volkswagen.
Here you go.
You're getting 200,000 miles, whether you like it or not.
Hey, if you can do it, do it.
Hambone. I had a 2000 Pontiac where the key would just fall out of the end, when the key would just fall out of the engine, you mean like the ignition? So I'd be on the highway and all of a sudden my car would lose power and stop moving.
Damn.
Then I got to the point where I'd say, I'm done. I'm done with this.
Well, we did that as a joke once because, kids, when you're 17,
you
everything's hilarious.
Out?
Yeah, we did it to my buddy's car and it just kept going. So we just learned that you could take the key out of his car.
Yeah, you could do that with my Celebrity.
Oh, really? That was the weirdest thing ever.
It was weird.
You're just literally just yank because we all had those, the lanyards.
Yeah, everybody had those.
And we just think we just reached over, grabbed the lanyard and pulled and it came out. We all just looked at each other and he just looked at us. And we're like, are you still? And he's like, yeah, I'm still driving. Like, didn't nothing happened, nothing turned off. He's like, no.
Yeah,
okay,
don't do experiments in moving vehicles. Like my buddies in college who wondered what it would be like to crank the parking brake at 70 miles an hour.
Oh, what happens?
You wreck your car.
Does it blow up your engine? Seize up your engine?
Slam on emergency brakes and then you're going 70. It's very dangerous. What are some of the texts coming in?
There's a lot.
The thing that made you finally say, I'm done with this car.
Let's see here.
I'm done with this one.
Oh, where did that one just go? Oh, no. Dad had a tractor catch fire as a kid. The only thing to do to put it out was to dip his coat in the manure spreader and throw it over.
Oh, gnarly.
That's great.
Gnarly.
Hey, it had to happen. If it worked, it worked. Who cares?
My 2002 Tacoma rear end completely locked up on the thruway. Yeah, I hear you. Done with that one.
Mm. Let's see where that one go. Blah,
blah, blah. I drive tractor trailer for a living and had a complete steer rim. I don't know what these words mean, so I'm just going to say them. Had my complete steer tire rim and all fall off at 65 miles an hour. I don't know what things are.
Maybe steel tire? Maybe they're just the rim and the tire, everything fell off? Like the whole thing?
Well, the steer tires are the ones in the front, right? Those are your steering tires.
Uh-oh.
So the rim fell off.
Again, well, thanks.
It sounds very dangerous. My best friend's Malibu was so busted in high school, you could start it by sticking a screwdriver in the ignition. No key needed, just a flathead. Nice.
I like this one. My friend's motorcycle died when you slowed down, so I went ahead of him and told him to run lights. We had headsets to communicate. That way, don't come this way as a cop. That's good. That's funny. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever you got
to
do.
We used to pull the e-brake in my friend's Nissan Sentra while driving unexpectedly and squawk the brakes at about 40 miles an hour. Again, extremely dangerous. Never do that.
Or where you you reach over and you push down on their foot on the gas,
mm-hmm.
like you take the, like you push down on their
yeah,
their
don't
knee.
Don't do that either.
They can keep going real fast.
Don't do that either. My buddy Mike Weaver and I would jump his dad's LeSabre over the railroad tracks. It was a set of railroad tracks. That was
hell yeah,
good jump.
There's that little.
You'd crank it up. You'd take that LeSabre over
that little hill over by Trappers and the DeWitt Town Hall and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's just right by any Syracuse off of Bridge Street there where you get going enough, man, someone has had to have gotten a little bit of air because it does that thing where it gives you the tummy, the ooh, and you go woo real quick. The little,
well, you can tell road. Which tracks are good jumping tracks because the other side of the tracks always has like the little divots in them, the skids.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. So many messages coming
in. Yeah, these
in.
Are flying in.
I'll get to the B story at some point. Bronco fan blew an engine in my car on the side of 81 with $600 worth of fireworks in it.
Uh-oh.
You're getting in trouble for that because if the cops show up, you're like, don't go near it.
Don't
why?
Don't look at
don't,
it.
Don't look at the fire.
Don't look at that, please.
Death by Ruru in Twitch. Had a 2001 Blazer. I had cruise control set at 70 on the Oxbow to Morrisville. Went too slow and the car sped up. I shut it off and went around the turn at 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
Went to start the car and the engine revved to a red line and exploded.
Yes. Wow.
Cindy Q's my Alero transmission lines had an issue apparently and decided to stop working in the middle of driving.
Jeez.
My first ever Subaru Forester, the doors froze shut, had to climb in the back hatch every morning. What else are you seeing on the text line?
Wow.
I didn't mean to go here, but we're talking S-Box cars.
Yeah, a lot of people that you just driving into the ground. They had an 01 Neon. The gas pedal dropped to the floor. Oh, man. I just slam on the brake to keep the car from fully accelerating.
Is there anything more terrifying than when, like, your brake lines go and you push and it just hits the floor and you go, that's not what brakes are supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, with the Alero, when it happened, when I pushed down, I felt them, like,
You felt it.
Like a.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I went,
felt the fluid go out.
Yeah, I went, I'm not braking. Like, I'm not stopping.
Oh.
Like, you pump the brakes and it's not working. I'm doing the
mm-hmm.
the brake, the parking brake,
and
nothing.
And you can feel the
nothing.
Fluid coming out. Like, the more you push, like, you're just shooting a squirt gun on the road somewhere.
Yep. Yeah.
I went to a fire call, just put $30,000 in an old Vanagon engulfed in flames from a gas leak. That sucks.
Yeah. Where did that go?
Driving story. My old school car story. Parties. Buddies used to move cars by hand from where they were parked.
That's what spin I was
them
reading,
around.
Too. That's what I was reading. I was trying to figure out how to say it. Yeah, that's funny.
2000 Hyundai Accent. Shift linkage broke. Had to drive it about 10 miles in first gear. My clutch cable snapped on my motorcycle.
Ooh.
I was only a few miles from my bro's house, but I had to run so many lights.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, what do you do with a car? Wow. Okay, yeah, I guess.
What is that?
The second one down, the image of the van engulfed.
That's a fire.
Yeah.
Why is the tow truck near it?
He's like, I get it.
Get your tow truck out of there.
I get it. Don't worry. I get it.
Blew a brake line to my 91 Silverado and drove it all the way to Canandaigua, making only right turns.
That's great. I like this one. Their Jeep was so rusty, the seats started to fall through the floor while they were driving.
I had a buddy who you could see the road.
Yeah.
And you could just see the road.
By your feet. Yeah.
You could Fred Flintstone it.
Yep.
Had an 88 Cavalier that would stall getting off the highway as soon as you would hit 20, slowing down to stop.
Good old upstate New York winters, man.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Salt messes up our cars pretty good.
Was with my friend as we jumped in his Buick. The engine fell out and crashed onto the road.
Yeah, that happens.
Those are some of my favorite videos when guys are just revving their engine so hot that it explodes or completely drops out.
I love the ones where they're revving it and then they try to race and they go like 3 feet and they crash into each other or something.
There was a guy who was, I don't know, he had his truck on a dyno. I don't know what event this was at. It was recently. It was on Reddit. He had his truck was on a dyno, and they were pumping nitrous into the engine. They obviously wanted to get crazy RPMs out of this thing.
Yeah.
And he's just revving it, and it sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah,
and
then it's not sounding good.
Completely explodes. The engine completely explodes.
Yikes.
My Jeep lost its transmission on Taft Road. I only had to go first gear all the way to Deerfield.
Ugh.
Like, the cops got to give you a break on that, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you get pulled over for going through a couple red lights or something.
You're like, bro, I don't got brakes.
And that's what it turns out to be. Then, yeah, they got to be able to let you go, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How does that work? I bet you they don't.
Oh, yeah, this is a definite ender.
Just give you a
I killed
ticket.
A hitchhiker and got blood all over my seats and doors. Figured after that it was time for a new car. That's usually how it ends, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to want to look at new vehicles after that.
Yep.
2001 usually. Jeep where the tranny would constantly drop out of gear at speed. Very nice. Had an old Nissan. I broke the suspension arm. I hose clamped my tire iron to the suspension arms to keep it together.
Damn.
And drove it back to my garage. You guys are like little vehicle like MacGyver.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah, I had a stick of gum, an egg of waffle, and a gallon of water, and I made it across country.
Keep no, them coming no engine, in. I'm though. Loving all of these stories. Just your most, like, your S-Box car completely gives up on you.
Yeah.
It's illegal to drive without brake lines. I know that, but what if I can't help it?
Yeah, but what if, yeah.
Like, if I'm, like, just coasting, I guess, I mean.
Because when I left Wegmans, I had brakes. And then when mm-hmm. I got to a stoplight, that's when it happened. Maybe
I blew
I'm going
my,
back.
My brake caliper and my Jetta, drove it all the way home to Rome. I just had to plan my stops by downshifting. Very smart.
That's crazy.
Again, I had brakes when I left the house.
Yeah, when I left.
I know it's illegal to drive without brakes.
When I went on lunch, I had brakes.
Yeah. That, they then went that, away. Yeah. That's why I'm driving like this.
Hmm.
One time I was driving a dump truck and my drive shaft snapped in half.
Oh.
When that happens, does it like dig? Because I would imagine the drive shaft snaps in half.
And just falls.
Does it go to the road and then just like dig a giant trench?
Oh,
as you're like still moving forward?
I watched a guy going around the roundabout in Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
And his back left tire just snapped. Like, it literally just, like, caved into itself. And
yeah.
He got out and was like, the hell? Like, that guy's days are ruined.
Text line, if you lose your brakes, you're supposed to park it and call a tow truck. Nerds. I can get home.
Nerds.
I can get home.
Yeah, but what if I'm going to drive home? How am I going to get home? You know? I'm going to take a bus.
Wait. This guy literally, okay, I missed that word. The guy that blew his brake caliper in his Jetta was in Georgia when it happened and drove all the way to Rome.
Damn.
By just downshifting.
All right, then.
You win, sir. That's the distance.
That's a long time.
That's a long distance.
You get it towed.
I can get this home if I just downshift and take only right turns.
No, no. We're not saying that the cops would let us go with the brake lines. I'm saying I leave Wegmans on my lunch. Everything is fine. There's a cop behind me. He sees me stop at the light. Then I get to the next light, and my brake lines snap, and I coast through it. He pulls me over. I explain to him. He doesn't give me a ticket, right? That's what we're saying, right?
Who knows? It's case by case.
Would he really be that much of a douchebag? He'd be like, yeah, but...
But, yeah, you blew that
line. You went through the light. Nothing I can do.
Yeah, but I don't have brakes. All right, I got 1,000 messages coming in.
Yeah, these are flying.
I haven't even looked at the Twitch. You guys have your S-Box stories. They're all fun. I'm enjoying. I'm reading all of them. If you texted them and I didn't read them out loud, I am reading them. So thank you for sending those in. Cody was right. Cardi B is such an offensive song.
It's terrible.
Anyways, here's Nine Inch Nails Closer. I want to F you like an animal.
Pandora, play Nine Inch Nails, please.
Play Nirvana Rape Me, please.
Pandora, please.
Good morning. This is K-Rock. I just had to delete a tweet that I...
You did?
Yeah.
From you?
Yeah.
What was it?
Because people were thinking it was a political statement.
Oh, Jesus. What'd you tweet?
I got up this morning and for some reason was thinking about Kindergarten Cop where the little kid goes...
Oh, I saw a couple people already had
I
to jump.
I never even thought of that.
Used to anyway. Saw that one douchebag.
Boys,
come on, man.
I just did the quote, boys have a penis, girls have a vagina, because it made me laugh.
Yeah, because it's from a funny movie.
And then I started getting called out, like I was making a political stance. I was not.
Wow, man.
I was quoting Kindergarten Cop.
Like, I saw the one, I didn't see any other, I hadn't checked it in a little bit, because I saw that went, oh boy.
Yeah.
Really, bro? And it's always from, like, some 25-year-old guy that's never had, you know, a real issue with anything in his life trying to tell some poor kid what they need to, you know, associate with, like, what gender they need to be.
I gotta, like, get off the internet, I think, man.
Like, sorry, we're not all big, tough country bros like you.
I am pro-trans rights. You want to identify however you want to identify. Right? God love you.
Yeah, have at it.
Cody and I have the rule, but anyway, if you ain't hurting anybody,
yeah,
you do you, bro.
Have at it.
You want to dress like a baby and sleep in a crib? I don't care what the hell you do.
And if you want to identify somebody that you do, I'm not going to care about that either.
I don't care what you do.
That sucks, man.
I was just
man.
Quoting
That's
kindergarten cop
right?
and I started to get
bad.
Political. Because I guess when you read it...
Yeah, if you don't know the movie,
I guess. Like, if Ben Shapiro tweeted that, it's a political statement.
Yeah. No,
I was...
No, I get it. Mm. If you don't know the movie... Then, you know, but that just shows the situation in the shows the times we were in.
Oh.
Where someone has no idea the base or context in which you are saying something,
mm-hmm.
but they know. They know what you're saying. They don't know. They have
but
no
they
idea.
Know.
But they know.
Yeah,
and
they're
woke as hell. And they need to have things be the way they were for our grandfathers.
Holy smokes, what if a quote from Kindergarten Cop is what gets me canceled?
Right?
That would have been weird.
Ugh. No, I just love it. It's just always hilarious that it's the 25-year-old guy that wants to same way as my grandparents, blah, blah, blah.
No, and it's not even them. It's those people who will be like, F your feelings. But then it's like the super crunchy, like, left-wing people who are like, well, excuse me.
Right.
I'm 22
kid,
and I kid, know yeah. everything.
My kid will do whatever it wants. It's like, that's fine. Your kid can be whatever it wants. It's a kindergarten cop.
Yeah, I was just quoting Kindergarten Cop. I didn't even think about the layers that you people would make out of it.
Right? And things need to be like they used to be. Okay, so guess what? A lot of your grandpas were actually gay.
Like, they just couldn't admit it.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to ruin your big childhood memories or your big strapping grandfather who had a lot of gay sex in the war.
Well, there are those, like, I told you a million times, my aunt was never really out as a lesbian, but she had her roommate.
Right.
It was those times, man. I'm glad that you can be more open about it now.
Yes. No, it's great.
I'm on.
Oh, I love it.
So you think you had a bad day? You people? Text line. You people? Oh, God. Here we go. And I'm you people. I mean, oh, no.
Nice, Josh.
Thanks.
Nice. You're fired.
I'm out of here.
Get out of here.
I will no longer quote Kindergarten Cop here.
That's
now
it.
I know.
It is a tumor. It's not a tumor. It may be a tumor. Yeah, who am I to say?
Who is your daddy? So, a woman sitting in her house. Hurricane, what was it? Hurricane Sally blew through. Tree goes through a roof. That's a bad enough day, right?
Yeah. So far, so good. Tree, through the roof, hurricane.
Until... The tree was, of course, filled with bees that are now panicked and swarming this woman's house.
Could you even imagine, like, how upsetting it is to have a tree go through your house, but then it gets worse?
Yeah, right? You're like, oh, man, no, it's terrible night. What am I going to do?
Like, you're on the phone with the insurance. I don't know what to do. A tree just... Whether my house, do I call the Red Cross? Ow!
What the hell is going on?
Sorry, I don't know. Something felt like it stung me, and then just a billion bees?
Wait, my house isn't 100% full of bees right now, is it?
Were they honeybees or like you know, the mean ones? Does it say, or it just says bees?
It just says bees. She was stung 15 to 20 times. She's this sweet old lady in Mobile, Alabama.
Yikes.
Here's your talking to the news.
I woke up to a crashing noise. I opened my eyes, and to the right of me was a tree branch in the room. And to the left, I had a board going across my chest, one going across my legs. I was stung at least 15 to 20 times by bees, and they were getting in my ears, and I was trying to swat them and kill them with my hands.
1 or 2 inches one way or the other. Could have been impaled, you know, could have been crushed.
She's just a sweet old lady.
I was just resting my eyes.
And then a damn bee got on me.
A goddamn tree branch and bees all over me.
Stupid ass bees. I think I have officially assassinated all of my bees in my house.
Oh, you have?
I think they are all dead. It was a variable bee cemetery on my front doorstep, though, man.
Text line said farmers covered it.
Oh, cool.
No, that's obviously a joke.
Oh.
What happened with your bees, though? I know you went and got your bee spray.
Yeah.
And then you had, was it just the light fixtures, the back and the front?
There was the front light fixture, and then there was a little spot underneath the gutter on the side of the house. And then it almost appeared that they were trying to then get into the rain thing in the back.
The rain.
In the gutter and then the hole that goes
the
down.
The downspout?
Yeah, because I was standing up there and I could hear like, bing, 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 bing. Like, what is going on in there? And then I would see a couple fly out from up top and I went,
no way.
Get out of here.
You guys don't go in there.
So I got like on the roof and like hovered just, all right, keep my balance here and got and just.
Annihilated?
I sprayed it in the hole real good. But I got that foam stuff. So how it gets in and then expands.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, my God. That stuff was amazing because in the front yard, the front is where I needed
it
the most.
We didn't have bees this year. Not too bad. But I kept seeing wasps go behind, like, the shutters. And I'd be like, oh, they must be building something back there. And I would spray it with the hose.
Nice.
But then, like, nothing would happen.
Well, it takes a while.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You're right on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably starting, you know what I mean? They have the worker ones that get it going.
Oh, and I don't let them do that.
Yeah, and you don't let them go.
I watched this lady who's a beekeeper.
Yeah.
Go into this house. I got to find this video again. She goes into this house where, like, they're hearing all this noise.
Yeah.
This is the craziest thing. I don't understand bees and how they work.
Yeah, they're weird. Honeybees.
Yeah.
Honeybees.
And she hears, like, a sound in the floor, so she cuts a hole in the floor.
And they're just there.
Huge.
Yeah.
Like, honeycombs and stuff,
just
right?
Hanging out.
But here's where I don't understand bees. Like, they're all doing their bee thing.
Yeah.
Somehow she identifies the queen, which they all look the same to me.
But bigger.
So this she identifies bigger. The queen,
yep.
Puts her hand right in there.
Scoop it out. Yeah.
Takes the queen and puts it in a box, and then all the bees are like, goodbye.
Oh, wait. What are you? All right, guys, let's go.
Like, how are bees so smart, man?
Yeah. Honeybees are where it's at, man.
We talked earlier. That honeybees were those those murder hornets were.
Yeah,
honeybees figured out how to heat them to death and cook them.
Yeah, that was wicked cool.
They would make a ball around them and
a little swishy with
the bugs. And then did you know that like bees will air condition their own hives? Like the worker bees are like
spin around and then flap it around.
They'll like just make like air circulation through there.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I did not have honeybees. I would have made sure that those. I would have just called a bee guy. No, these were literally carpenter bees that were drilling into.
Well, you could see the wood come out of
like,
it, right?
I literally, it looked like someone took drills and just went.
I'm just fascinated by bees.
Text line. That's one of the things that I usually read in my weird, that old farmer's almanac that you have to actually buy, that watch for bees. If they start trying to, like, take cover, it's not a good sign for weather.
Why? Because they know?
Yeah, they're on top of things. You know what I mean?
Bees are so damn fascinating, man.
Yeah,
they're controlled by pheromones and stuff.
Yeah, so they smell her and they're like, hey, where are you going with that chick? We are all trying to get a little, man. What the hell?
Like, shout out again to Beacon Skiff. They got that bee room you can go look at.
I love that. Breeze seam coming in and getting
bees.
That honey. Telling you, something. I'm going to get in on that with Gil.
What? Honey ice cream?
Because that's like all the rage now. That's what people are doing. Yeah, local honey.
Well,
that's,
Twitch is arguing about how they dunk their nuggets in honey.
I do too, yeah. I love that.
Chicken McNuggets and honey?
Well, I like that with all chicken stuff, man. Like a chicken
tender. Just straight honey? Not even like honey mustard?
Nah.
Like,
take the bear and just squeeze her on
there.
Wow,
I've never done that.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really
good.
But that's supposed to be that bee. Like the real, like if you want to protect yourself against your surroundings, sicknesses and all that stuff, like, and you don't want to get a flu shot and all that, you go to where you live around your area and you get the local honey.
Why? Because it's got like the natural whatever.
Yeah, I forget. Mimi explained it to me once, and Rick Gary explained it once of how they get stuff from around your area, so it makes you build up the immunities to it, and it's a whole weird, interesting thing.
I'm all down for that. I'll try it.
I know it's a tapped, you know, area, but people aren't really making like honey ice cream and honey stuff with real, actual honey.
But what do you do? Like, do I just do like a spoonful of honey?
Yeah, you're supposed to just take a big old gulp with some honey, like, every day.
But local honey is probably from here. I can't go get the bear at the grocery store.
Nope. Nope, you're supposed to go. Yeah, it's supposed to help with local allergies.
That's good to know. Well, why aren't we doing that? We have terrible allergies.
I do.
Oh, you do?
When Mimi was here, I would, that's why she started putting a bunch in the kitchen in there, because I said I would take a spoonful on, and the big one, and that's when she started explaining it to me.
That's good.
The same thing you're supposed to do with, like, the apple cider vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, local histamines, they say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good to know. And then Michelle says she gets some right up by my house.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere, man. You know what? I feel like if you take a, you get to your, that stop sign, stoplight where there's a burned area,
mm-hmm.
you take a right, I feel like there's a spot.
Lamson and 48?
I feel like there's a, like a local honey, and you just pull another driveway. They have like a little thing.
I think you're right. Now that you say that, I think you're right. Huh. CBD honey sticks are great, too.
Yep, someone sent us.
Are they local honey, though? I want to do this histamine thing.
And I had them when someone sent them to us, and they, that helped my IBS cramps.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah, the honey thing is interesting, man.
Yeah, Meg is saying a tablespoon every day she does it.
Hmm.
Helps with local allergies. All of you are saying it. All right, good to know.
Yeah, we should start a bee colony.
I would if I could look at them, like an ant farm, like they do a beacon skiff, where like they fly in the wall and I can see it.
Yeah.
Like they have that up at Beaver Lake, too. You can like see the bees doing their bee stuff.
See, I want to go right out to a thing. I want to put on a thing, because that, I'm not, bee stings aren't whatever, you get stung, it doesn't really bother me.
I don't want
me.
Bee stings.
They don't bother me. So if I go out, I'd go out and like see where they pull up that slat out of a box.
And they're just on there?
Yeah, because I've seen a couple, if you get driving out up north, I've seen those boxes.
Well, they have them right by our transmitter site in Oswego.
Oh, really?
Like, you know where all like our towers are?
Yeah.
On the right, there's a bunch of bee boxes.
And those are, there's just bees in there.
Yeah.
They're usually just mad chill.
And then when you get the thing, and I nobody cares, but I'm asking Cody.
Yeah.
When you get the thing, you pull the thing out and all the bees are on it.
Yep.
Can you just eat that honey, or do you gotta do something with it?
I always wondered that myself. Can I just take a damn bite?
Like, does Mimi or... We should ask Rick Gary. He'll know.
I think you probably can, but I bet it's not supposed to be, or it's not as sweet. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Do
like,
do
is
something
there like,
with it?
Is there like a, I don't know, a process? Whatever. If answer our questions, we can ask our neighbor, Rick Gary. He has bees.
As long as he knows. Hot mics, Rick. Hot mics.
Hot mics, Rick.
Hot mics.
The universe serves us again. Dirty honey. After talking bees, it always happens, man. All right, coming up this hour, we're going to get sportsy with Brent Axe at the bottom half. He'll be joining us in studio. And I love these. What?
He's a Bills fan, so.
He's all Josh Allen all the time?
Proclaiming Josh Allen is.
He's been calling him his Lord and Savior, Josh Allen, from the beginning.
Yeah.
But we're going to come right back and get into this. We've talked about, like, secret, if you work somewhere and you build, like, a secret hang spot, you know, like, you're in a warehouse, you have, like, a corner that you go and hang out.
Yeah.
Well, they got busted down in New York. MTA workers built an illegal man cave at Grand Central Terminal. They got a flat screen. They got a futon down there.
Why do they care? If it's just a place where there's guys working.
It's an unauthorized break space. Dunkin' Halloween at the Park kicks off in just a few days, October 1st through the 31st. An enchanted drive through over at Jamesville Beach Park. Get your tickets now, HalloweenAtThePark.com. Do not wait, it will sell out. We have a limited amount of access. We have to keep it to a certain number of cars every night. What?
Smoking drugs outside of the
bench. Yes, man. Crack pipes.
No big deal. Just go ahead and have at it. You're heading downtown. You ain't turning on to Walton Street.
They close it off?
There it is.
That's, what are you going to do?
Absolutely ridiculous.
I was watching people. Like, I know there's people that don't want to take vaccines. I get that. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. I know Cody doesn't like the flu shot. It makes him nervous. I get the flu shot. But this coronavirus vaccine, like, it's supposed to come out here. They may even, like, say, like, next month or whatever.
Hmm.
And then I saw people arguing online about it, like, yeah, like, I want to grow another arm. All right, you probably won't.
Why
but
wouldn't
also,
you?
Like,
that'd
why
cool.
wouldn't you, right?
I'll take a third, well, I mean, I have a third leg, so, I mean, a third arm would help.
That was one of the comments that made me
really?
Think of you. One of the comments said, like, with, like, the woman who was against the coronavirus vaccine was like, yeah, you guys have it. I'm not growing a third leg. And the other guy was like, I got a really bad knee. I could use it for parts.
Oh, or that. Yeah.
Like, if you could just grow extra body parts as needed,
and then
you know?
I go in for surgery, and they're like they cut the leg off of my lizard clone or whatever the hell they grew in the lab.
Or they cut off the bad leg, and now you've got...
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They cut it off. Yeah, cut mine off, and then put the other one on there. I've thought about that.
Just, like, growing parts on you?
Oh, it's cutting my damn leg off.
Yeah, I know.
Amputate the bastard. But right, that'd be awesome. You could just lizard yourself. Like my finger hurts and just snap it off and go, all right, in about a week I'll be better.
You just made me think of something.
What?
I feel so sad about this. Guys, don't judge me, but I think I hit a snake with my car yesterday.
Why? How'd you do that?
Because I was driving and it looked like just a crack in the road.
Oh, little snake.
And then right as I got on it, I saw that it was a snake.
Did a little movie move. Yeah, that's not you.
I feel terrible. But then I just keep telling myself, it can rejuvenate. It's going to be fine. It can rejuvenate. It can rejuvenate, Cody.
I think it's if like its tail gets like a piece cut off or something. Not like if you squish it with a tire over its head.
It wasn't its head. I didn't get its head.
Or even if its body.
Oh.
Use that snake.
I mean, go away. I'll take the vaccine. I'm not telling you guys to take it. You live your life. I'll take it and I'll what worse could I do to my body than I don't already do?
Yeah.
I'm full of garbage food and alcohol.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Try it.
Put something in me. Let's give it a go.
Let's inject it with some Rona.
Let's give it a go. I'll get my flu shot tomorrow. I always get that.
Here's a little bit of Rona.
Give me a little taste of Rona.
Just get a little bit of Rona.
Don't tell me the snake is dead.
No, it's definitely dead.
It's rejuvenated.
It's definitely dead.
I know it is.
Snakes are cool, too.
They are cool, and I felt terrible.
Yeah, but there's nothing you can do. It's not your fault. You know what? Snake, next time, be smarter.
Yeah, right?
You know?
This is a road. This is where cars go, stupid snake.
I tried to do a U-E, but it must have scampered. I tried to go scoop a turtle the other day that was like, bro, not the spot to sit.
Did you scoop it?
It must have already, by the time I had turned into a driveway, pulled up, went back, parked, you know, got out, it had must have taken off into the grass because it was gone, but I drove by it and its little head like watched me and I was like, don't just look at me, get going.
I know. And then I started thinking about like, how sad is it to see a dead, dried up skank? Skank! Snake! I meant to say snake! How sad is a sad, dried up skank?
Now we're talking about going back up to the Woosah.
Nothing against the Woosah. It's a fantastic venue. Stop it.
Fantastic. They know location. It's not.
We love the Woosah.
I meant
to say there's nothing sadder than a dried up snake after it's dead in the road.
Yeah.
Like in the summer.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Sometimes you gotta...
There's nothing better than a dried up skank.
Yeah.
Trust me, because they'll do anything. I'm saying sad is a dried up snake. I'm a snake.
No, I like a snake. Good old DAP.
So down at Grand Central Terminal, one of my favorite buildings on the planet Earth. I guess like the blueprints of it framed on my home office. I just love
really?
It. It's beautiful.
That's neat.
It's a fascinating building. You can learn about it. Like, you know how they have the big windows on the, like, if you've never seen it, but they have, like, gigantic half-oval windows?
Yeah. Why?
They were anticipating Zeppelin travel. So they thought that Zeppelins would have to fly into there and let people off and then fly out.
How dumb were we to an extent back in the day thinking about stuff like that or by, you know, a certain year we'll have flying cars and just the weird expectations we had.
To build a whole building around
Yeah,
it.
Like, well, we're definitely going to have blimps going in
yeah,
and out.
We're going to have balloons and blimp travel coming all in here, man.
This is a blimp travel.
So that's why they're there, obviously. And I'm not giving up on blimp travel. I think there's still time.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not turn our back on it, all right?
You need to get somewhere, you know, a week later than you need to. Blimp traveling is for you.
So Metro North, which is what runs. So if you're not familiar with Grand Central Terminal, subways are attached to it, but also Metro North, which is the trains that go up to like Connecticut and Westchester and all that.
All right.
So Metro North runs the trains that come in and out, not the MTA. The MTA runs the, I guess the MTA does whatever. It doesn't matter. They got busted because they had a secret man cave.
Yeah.
At the Grand Central Terminal. And who hasn't done this? Like, at every job ever, if you have a place you can put a little area, right? You'll put a little area.
Yeah, and it's not even like they were mad at him for, you know, taking unauthorized breaks or for watching TV or for, no, this is not, you know, this isn't an area for you. Everything is fine other than they just didn't like them taking breaks there because they weren't told they could take breaks there.
And the woman they interview is the most Karen-y Karen of all Karens.
Oh, I bet she hates it.
Oh,
hates it.
Wait till you hear her.
Tucked away from the hustle and bustle of this busy transportation hub, Grand Central Terminal's best-kept secret has been busted wide open. A so-called man cave hidden beneath the platform of Track 114 is no longer a mystery.
So before I play the woman, here's what the man cave looks like. Futon that you would have in college.
Yeah.
Like a gross futon. A dope-ass flat screen that they even hid the wires. Like, they mounted it on the wall and hid the wires.
Yeah.
So it looks pro-installed.
Right.
There's a little mini fridge. There's a microwave on top of it. It's about the size of a dorm room.
It's a break room.
It's a break room. Well, here's their supervisor.
Just a completely inappropriate, unacceptable use of their time.
The president of the MTA Metro North Railroad calls it an unauthorized break room, underground, complete with a futon, flat screen TV, and refrigerator with beer. A total surprise, she says, to the supervisors of those who'd allegedly been lounging on the job overnight.
What? Come on. Come on.
God, I wish. Why can't.
Well, did their job get done?
Yeah, they did it, and so every once in a while they would hang out. But also, why can't that be an industry that's going the way of the buffalo?
What's that?
The lame-ass news reporter that was told in college that make sure you treat every story like it's, you know...
Pronounce it
like it's World War II, and then make sure you overpronounce every single word because pronunciation...
When you speak, you speak like this.
Like, I feel like that's the only thing they're taught in TV school.
It's the weirdest thing.
Make sure when you are talking that you misuse... all of your time saying words longer than you need to fill time.
Coney and I at least speak like natural humans. We
it's
don't sound
so weird.
Good,
listen to her. Filled with beer.
Like, why? Nobody talks like news people.
Nobody does. Nobody talks like a news reporter. And here's the Grand Central Station. Mystery was busted wide open. Freaking year is it?
Dude, we got to go back to college and see if they're teaching that in the TV broadcasting.
Right?
I don't feel like radio, they never taught us how to speak on radio, did they?
No, they just
clearly
said,
they didn't.
Right? No, they said use your radio, you know, use your voice, and you'll be fine. Because if you start doing a radio voice, it sounds unnatural.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's just, but news people just don't care. Hey, busted wide open.
Let's go back to the over-pronunciator.
It was a bad room.
Oh, no, this is Catherine.
This
is their boss, Catherine.
And a locksmith storage area.
The inspector general says it made an unannounced visit to the storage area in August 2019 after Metro North officials failed to investigate complaints about workers using the space to hang out and get drunk and party.
Yeah, what? Why do you got to complain?
If they're not on the clock, who cares? And even if they are, why is this this is something that's like, you keep it in-house.
Like, I feel bad for people that have jobs like that. Like, Cody and I have a job where, did you get your work done?
Yeah.
Then you're done.
Thanks, great.
You gotta be here for 9 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, but I did all my MTA stuff. I did all the track. Yeah, but you gotta be here.
But you gotta be here. In 2019.
If there's time to lead, there's time to clean.
Yeah, I can definitely see their supervisor telling them that.
Including electricians and a carpenter, denied having ever been in that room, but they also say they left their fingerprints behind. Not to mention receipts, streaming devices, personal calendars, and exercise equipment. Commuters who say they've dealt with lackluster service for years say, if true, shame on them.
Go, they hanging out, and they supposed to work. That's not fair.
We're paying money for you to do your job correctly, and you're just, you know, hanging around, just chilling.
Oh, I'm sure that guy busts his ass 24/7 at his job.
Sometimes you gotta chill out.
Well, they were busted with a calendar. Like, what is the matter with that woman?
If you live in New York, you know it sucks.
Yeah.
You know it's gonna suck. Don't be surprised that someone's trying to make it suck a little less.
You're supposed to be working. Why aren't you working? Shut up. Yeah, I don't get why they have to put them on blast. That's weird.
Like, why is it a news story?
It's not a story.
You're like, hey, guys.
Hey, you guys can't do that. Take everything home. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
If they were drinking and being drunk on the job, then you handle it. And
like, nobody did a news story when they busted my little shoe cubby at the Sears department where I'd go and hang.
Right?
Nobody did a news report of that.
It was. We put it in the paper. It was in the Post Standard.
Oh, all right.
Editorials.
Gotcha. It's because I showed myself.
Yeah, that's what it was. Exposed. Yeah. But I just don't get that.
You guys, like, you've all made these areas. Everybody's had these areas.
Yeah.
If you worked at a warehouse, if you worked anywhere, you have a little cubby that you made.
It's just so funny, especially the guy. The guy struck me at the end of the Johnny Do-Right. Like, mm-hmm. Really? Dudley Do-Right? They're supposed to be doing a job.
My taxes.
I'm paying you, and you're just hanging out. Like, again, that sounds like a 25-year-old, like, bro, it affects you zero amount.
Because you know what here's my prediction.
Literally zero.
The reason that exists, and I have no evidence to say this.
Yeah.
My guess is these poor guys and women, because I'm sure there's women that hung out there too.
Yeah.
Probably have a 12-hour shift.
Yup.
And they got to be back the next day at 8.
A ball-busting 12-hour shift.
12 hours, and they got to be back the next day at 8.
Yup.
Rather than commute home, which takes 2 hours each way,
yep.
They're like, you know what? I'm going to get some food. I'll sleep on this futon and come back to work. Because that makes my life easier to do my job.
Right, yeah, and Twitch said it too. Yeah, everyone's complaining about him. Works like a 9-hour office job, hates their job, and is probably a little jealous that these guys, well, they got all they see is guys have break room and flat screen and beer. You want to do what they do? For the other 8 hours?
Right.
Where they're in a freaking subway in New York City?
Like, I suspect they were in a situation that you and I sometimes get into back when we would have events.
Yeah.
Where would they be like, hey, you got to work this event. It gets out at, 10 o'clock. And then we got to do the morning show the next day. You're like, well, all right, I'm not going to go all the way home.
Yeah.
If we're out in Utica or something. Like, I'm not going to go all the way home. We'll get a room. We'll stay at the studio, whatever.
Right.
That's what I suspect they had to do. They probably like, all right, well, I'm done at 8 p.m., got to be back here at 8 a.m., I can either commute 2 hours, maybe get a few hours sleep, or I'm just going to go down to that secret break room and hang out.
Right, or it's misconstrued, and the couple of them spent the night there a couple times because they got done with work and then got drunk and slept there.
Yeah, right?
And that was probably it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can see them not even just drinking on the job. I can see them just hanging out after the fact and then just going, well, futon here, I'm hammered.
I mean, none of you are taking into play the bitch wife and annoying kids that could be home. You don't know that either.
Right?
You don't know these guys' situation. Maybe they just don't want to go home.
Seriously.
Or maybe the dopey husband some woman has, and she's like, I don't want to go home to my stupid husband and those stupid kids. I'm going to go down to the secret break room. I'm going to go get bar drunk, and I'm going to go to the secret. Honey, I'm working overnight.
Yep.
Sometimes people just need a break.
And yeah, text line, I agree. I think the beer is what is getting people down.
It's one can. I saw the photo.
Yeah, they have a.
It was one can of Lagunitas IPA.
And they have like juice and stuff in a fridge.
Exercise equipment, but they're like, no, there's a can of beer.
No, but that's public space under those railroad tracks.
My taxes pay for that.
My taxes pay for your railroad track space.
All right,
room.
Then you come do the job.
All right, we'll come hang out in the room then.
You come do it.
I got a flat screen.
That room was bigger than my apartment in Queens.
Oh, wow, really?
Bigger.
Oh, Jesus.
Going the way of the buffalo needs to be on the Wheel of Tattoos. I think that's a good one. How would I do it, though? Maybe just a buffalo?
But what about it? It's
a phrase we use, overuse.
But I don't know how you would make a tattoo out of it. Because, again, remember, these can't be like
intricate tattoos, yeah. Because
then you could make it like the Avengers Thanos thing where they disappear. A buffalo could be doing that, but that'd take a little bit of time.
It takes a little minute.
Specks of a buffalo.
Also, Dean, with a second take, get bags of mini Chips Ahoy and chocolate milk, perfect morning cereal. Great hack.
Yeah, no, I like that. Oh, I'll bet you.
I got the vid. So I'm going to stay on time, but I don't want to get too backed up. As we talked a lot about all of your hideouts, you've got...
Well, sure, now he doesn't want to get too backed up. So that's the guy with the bag of cheese in the fridge.
Oh, I forgot I got my snack and cheese.
Constipated. Yeah, some cheese.
My supervisor put an outlet for me in a storage area and a desk. I like that.
There you go. Nice.
It's like Ryan in The Office where he gets put in the storage closet.
Does it have internet?
Yeah. I'm giving those guys a benefit of the doubt. They probably had to work, and women, guys and gals.
Same.
Maybe those workers camp out there to make sure there's no pink slime or that Vigo doesn't come back. Good point. Good point. Or they might find some Ninja Turtles down there. You never know what they're doing. Maybe it was top secret government work and Catherine had to blow it up.
Right, yeah. Now the government's like, damn it. We were so close.
We were so close to catching Shredder. So close.
Catching Shredder.
Brennan.
Hey,
you got headphones if you want them there,
oh,
buddy.
Hey, you can hear things.
Yeah.
What's up?
We get sporty with Brent Axe on Fridays.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here to talk about sports. I like sports like basketball and football.
We got another
baseball.
Michigan. We got another Michigan.
Michigan time. You ready for Michigan?
Where is it? There it is.
Michigan.
Grabbed by Radulov at center ice. Deals it in. Ruda pokes it out to Victor Hedman. Cross a Stamkos down the right wing. Cross the blue line right circle. Stamkos open. Shoot! Score! Stamkos! And it's 2-0 Lightning!
Look at the players going crazy for Steven.
Oh my God! Did you know that happened? Lightning up 2-1 on the Stars. They play again tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
I am not one to judge, but Michigan is like the tip. Like, think of the nerd that got into radio, in the midnight. Oh, yeah.
What? Why are you looking at me?
I heard nerd in radio.
I just immediately pointed
before my head goes.
He's just...
He loves it.
Remember that scene from Private Parts when the guy comes out and it's not even close to the voice?
Handsome Dan,
Handsome Dan. Was that in Private Parts?
No, that was in Wayne's World.
Wrong movie.
Yeah.
Handsome Dan.
Handsome Dan.
Michigan's Handsome Dan. Like, you watch that clip, you're like, wow, that's...
He loves it.
Okay.
He loves it.
But hey, great play-by-play.
I love his... If you can go watch it, the Tampa Bay Lightning tweeted it out. Go to their Twitter account. His mouth makes a... His mouth opens in such a way when he says, score! Like, it goes sideways.
That's great.
I love it.
I like that the other guy is so calm.
Yeah.
That guy loses his mind.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
He knows.
That's a goal. Definitely.
So a lot of former crunch players on that team. A lot of coaches, staff.
26 alums, way, somehow, are about to win the Stanley Cup. Tampa Bay is in control. Knock on wood. There you go. Whereas the Denver Nuggets are now down 3-1 to the Los Angeles Lakers, so they got them right where they want them.
See?
They've done that twice already in the NBA playoffs.
So we're going to have, by next week, we'll have two champions crowned, right? We'll have the NHL, the Stanley Cup champion.
That's correct.
They got to get to not even started the NBA Finals yet.
Oh, they haven't? All right, never mind.
So within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, all right. So what is happening with the NBA? Who have you been watching? I know Cody was watching games.
Miami and Boston.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat have taken a 3-1 series lead. Tyler Hero comes off the bench and scores 37 points in 36 minutes, making Cody very rich.
Got me some cash.
Yeah. Wow.
Tyler Hero got me some cash.
And then we just mentioned it. Nuggets are down 3-1 to the Lakers. They've already overcome 2-3-1 series deficits in these playoffs. It's never happened before. The thing I love about the NBA and hockey, for that matter, is there's no travel.
Yeah.
So the quality of play has been off the chain.
I would imagine for the players it's great, too.
They
just
love
to be
it.
Like, all right, see you tomorrow. Yeah.
Chilling.
It's like punching the clock. You're going to work every day.
Getting sleep. Now we're at the point where family can come to the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Hero's Instagram girlfriend is hanging in the bubble.
Good, good.
You know, see?
Cody says she's very hot. Yeah.
You got the creature comforts at home. Quality play has been great. And they're thinking about how this is going to affect the schedule from now on. She's like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't play 4 games in 5 nights in 3 different cities. Maybe that's not a thing we should be doing.
Yeah,
right?
Do you think this like has lasting repercussions on scheduling?
No question.
Every sport?
Yeah, no question.
I hope.
They are going to play less games. They're going to space out travel because they realize like this works. These are finely tuned athletes. Even they need to sleep once in a while.
Yeah.
I hope they push it later. Hockey too. Hockey and basketball start, at least basketball start at Christmas. That Christmas day, that would be so
awesome. Hockey plays 12 months out of the year anyway.
Yes.
But this was the only month. September was like the only month you never got to watch hockey.
So what are they doing for upcoming drafts? So is it going to be like a week and a half where there's a you
You're off for a week. You get drafted, then you're on another team?
Pretty much. The NBA's pushed the NBA draft back to October already.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL, they did a really smart thing. Is they did the lottery, but they didn't reveal who had the first pick. And then it was kind of like drama who had the first pick, and they kind of extended it out.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, what happened was, so the New York Rangers fans, they were one of the last teams to sneak into the bubble playoffs, right?
Right.
And then they got their ass kicked by Carolina. 3 days later, they got the number one pick. They're like, all is well. Yes, thank you. All right. Very good.
So we'll keep an eye on both of those things. Brent Axon Studio, obviously. But we cannot go any further without discussing your undefeated Buffalo Bills.
That is damn right.
Your undefeated Buffalo Bills.
Have you seen Josh Allen's stash, by the way?
No.
I'm not quite sure if it's like 70s porn bad mid-80s CEO.
Okay.
So I would take a look at that and judge that, but I don't care what he's got on his face. All I care about is how he's playing. Because my man, last week, Bills defense ran into a little trouble. They were missing Matt Milano and Tremaine Edmonds, both who will be back this week against St. Louis against the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our Lord and Savior, Josh Allen.
Rams are also undefeated 2-0 going into this game.
This is the best game of the weekend, I think.
You think so?
Rams and Bills. Dare I say a potential NFL championship game preview.
Wow.
Dare I say it.
You know the Monday Night Football game is Chiefs-Ravens, right?
I did know that. I said
weekend. He said weekend.
Cody.
It's not Monday yet.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, you know, the best two players in football.
Yeah, right. We had a week just wrought with injuries. Like, I mean, sometimes you stab Tyrod Taylor in the lung. Sometimes that happens.
Kid, that is the craziest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
I mean, sometimes that happens.
In my life.
Yeah.
That's the team doctor, by the way.
I would do a better job.
I would trust that dude to give me a, like,
you're fine.
How many pain injections does a team... This should be routine.
Sometimes you stab a guy in a lung. What are you going to
punch your dude's lung.
And when does that become the way to treat a cracked rib? Like, here's a needle. Stand still.
Right.
It's not fixing the issue. It's just giving you some drugs.
So they go to the backup who they just drafted, Justin Herbert. And he thought he was kidding. He thought the coach was literally kidding. He's like, you're starting. He's like, what do you mean I'm starting? There's 5 minutes to the game. The information that would be more helpful to me yesterday.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't watch any film.
So, and here's the thing that sucks for Tyrod Taylor. He can't sue that guy. It is in an NFL contract that once you get, you consent to being treated by a team doctor, you're screwed.
Yeah, and then the head coach has something like, accidents happen.
He's like, yeah, that sucks.
What?
No. I leave my keys.
Yeah.
Hey, somewhere I can't find them. That's stuff that happens.
Yeah. Cool.
Sometimes you get a lung punctured. Okay?
Just, come on. Suck it up, man. Let's go.
By a doctor.
Saquon Barkley out for the year, too.
So last week was the most insane injury week I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Cody's fantasy team died last week.
Luckily, you
escaped?
Well, I have Cam Akers, a running back for the Rams, but he didn't... You know, that doesn't really matter. He might play this.
I don't care about your fantasy team, Cody.
You do.
Saquon Barkley gone. Mm-hmm. Nick Bosa gone. Christian McCaffrey is out for a month. I mean, they were dropping like flies.
Is it because there was just no preseason? There was no conditioning?
I think so. They were in camp, but they didn't have preseason games.
Yeah.
You can scrimmage till you're blue in the face. You got to play a couple football games. So, and that's week two, man.
Yeah.
And we lost some of the biggest stars in the NFL. So we thought it would be Corona.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
the
thing that shuts down football. It might just be football injuries.
Football shutting it down.
Shut it down.
Back to Buffalo Bills, obviously. Bills Rams. 1 o'clock Sunday right here on K-Rock. K-Rock, your home for Buffalo Bills football.
That's right.
Do you take your Bills on that game?
I'm nervous about this game. But I am going to ride the Bills until... that wave hits the beach, baby.
Okay, all right.
Because I want to say, well, it's at home, but it's like, does that really matter?
Yeah, right. There's nobody there.
That sucks.
I am not used to watching the Bills being like, oh, they're good. Like, that's a good team out there.
They just did a good thing.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
And it's not happening.
No.
This is a good team.
Yeah.
Right? So, but the Rams, the thing I'm nervous about is Sean McVay, by the way, who has a freakish memory.
Mm-hmm.
He has one of these photographic memories. Like they have asked him in like radio interviews and stuff. Okay, so Rams Vikings 3 years ago, fourth play of the second quarter, and he knows exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's weird.
So he's one of these coaches like Belichick that knows how to attack you and take your weaknesses and just bend the knee, mm-hmm. right? Like you are begging for mercy. So I'm a little nervous about that because the Bills have some key injuries. I mentioned Edmonds and Milano are going to play, but they're not 100%.
Yeah.
And even last week, Ryan freaking Fitzpatrick was tearing up the Bills. Mm-hmm. There will be three things left on this earth when the nuclear blast comes. Twinkies, cockroaches, and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, right.
Just walking around looking for a game. Unbelievable.
For get that team. Game right here on K-Rock, obviously. 1 o'clock kickoff. Speaking of home games and games you can hear on K-Rock. So Syracuse comes home this weekend.
They do.
We've all seen the scoreboard. Pretty kick-ass.
Pretty
We've
sweet.
Seen the inside shots now of the dome. They've pretty been practicing sweet. On that field all week, right? So they've been in the dome this week. But they're not playing very well. And what we know, and I'll talk about the TV stuff in a minute, it's not going to be on TV, and I want to get into that. But they're not playing very well. What adjustments have been made this week going into this weekend?
Well, I hope, I wrote a column about this today. What they got to do is just put the damn hammer down.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to be aggressive, which is easier said than done, because the major issue on offense is their offensive line is terrible.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but they're just bad. So you can't run the football. And then you find yourself in these 3rd-and-12 situations where the team knows you're passing, so they just come after the quarterback.
Yeah.
Tommy DeVito doesn't even have time to think, let alone throw the ball. So they've got to find ways to get rid of the ball quicker. They've got to find ways to get the ball into the hands of the receivers. You know, just little 5-yard routes, get them the ball, and let them run after the catch. I'm bewildered why they haven't thrown to the tight end yet.
Right, right.
In 2 games, you know, the 3 of us in this room have as many catches on the field as,
right.
as Aaron Hackett and Luke Benson. 2 really talented tight ends. And the shame of it, boys, as you've seen, defense has been great.
Yeah.
They've been great. Like you mentioned, lack of practice time
and
everything in the offseason for college. They've come out of the gate flying.
Yeah.
So the defense eventually is going to get frustrated. They'll be like, how many times can I hand you the ball?
Right.
And you guys can't score. Like Syracuse had 1 possession last week. The defense recovers a fumble on the 14-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, what more can you do?
Right.
And
it's frustrating.
They didn't come away with points. And I was a little disappointed with head coach Dino Babers.
Head
coach Dino Babers.
Head coach.
For 2 things. Last week, now look, when you're down 11 with 4 minutes to go, it's a long shot. But as we learned from Cody's Dallas Cowboys last week,
you go for it.
You play till the damn whistle. Mm-hmm. You go for it. So I was disappointed that Dino kept his timeouts in his pocket.
But he gave you what sounded like a decent reason, am I just an idiot?
That's when I talked to my kid, and why didn't you do your homework? Well, you know,
what happened was this thing happened, and I...
In retrospect.
See,
because I'm an idiot, and he talked in a way that made me think, like, oh, he had a plan,
No, use your timeouts. Yeah. And the other thing was, they could have kicked a field goal, and again, it'd be the same thing. So they would have cut the lead down to 8. They'd have to come back and score on the next possession and not only get a touchdown, but a 2-point conversion. But it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Your kicker won the award 2
right.
years ago for
right.
the best kicker in the country.
Right.
And he's like, well, the wind on that side of the stadium. Like, dude, I would rather your kicker go out there and try it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I feel like Syracuse has been missing that mentality. You know, go out there and at least show me. That you can't
yeah,
do.
Yeah, like at least give it a go.
Give it a go. So I hope we see that, like you said, they're back home, controlled environment, unfortunately no fans, but they need a win, man.
Right.
They go 0-3.
And then
that's a tough hole to dig out.
I know that as of yesterday, John Wildhack, who you would think would have some connections at ESPN.
maybe one or two.
I said this to him on the air. It's like, didn't you used to work there?
I feel
there?
Like, don't like, they know you there?
You're calling a favor there, but...
They have the rights to the game.
Yes.
They've locked it up. John asked them, hey, can you free it up just for the local market? And they said no.
So listen, we got it for you right here on K-Rock.
Yeah.
And on Brostat TK99.
So if you're listening out in Utica, 94.9 K-Rock,
yeah.
we will have the SU game.
We
if you're
got
listening
it.
In Syracuse, TK99.
We're always here for you.
We're over here for you.
You just always
is this going to happen again? Because what was the reasoning for this? Was there a Yankees game or something?
So
it's a conflict?
The regional sports network that Syracuse gets assigned to is the Yes Network.
Yeah.
The Yes Network has a Yankees game.
Okay,
so
that's what I thought.
There wasn't like another sub-channel to put it on.
Right, right.
They really could if they wanted to, but as Wildhack told me, the contract, so what happens is ESPN has the rights, and then they kind of sublet it to everybody else. It's in the contract that you can't sell it to a local station.
Okay.
Because a local station like Channel 9 could have just been like, hey, we'll give you whatever.
Yeah,
can
right.
we just flip a switch and put the game on?
Right.
And apparently, you can't do that.
All right.
So weird.
Well, we got
but
it.
But if I'm Wildhack, I'm like, Did you know I worked for for 30 years?
Okay, John, so is how do I pronounce it?
Wildhack?
Who is this?
Who is this again?
Who is, sorry. Cool.
Yeah, it's on the ACC Network super.
So there's
thing,
ACC
right?
Network Extra, yeah, and Fox Sports Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on both apps.
It's crazy.
Download, watch it there, but turn the sound on, listen on.
Yeah, yeah, we got, yeah, it. Right. Well, we got it, right?
I pay
we got
a, it for you. A lot for extra sports channels, and even I was looking last night. I don't even have the one they're talking about. Like,
no, it's people, amazing.
They're come asking on. Brent X, before I get let you out of here, Brent X, we talked in the 7 o'clock hour about the moment that your piece of S car really failed you for the last time. Cody, the brake lines completely blew out while he was driving, and he had to get here. My Saturn, the whole right side locked up on 690, and I had to get it off the road. They want to know, does Brent X have a moment where his POS car,
yes,
failed him for the last time?
Yes.
Okay.
So I had, my first car was one of those big box Chevy things. I can't remember what kind of car it was. And I was driving down a hill, and I'm pushing the brake.
Oh,
and
boy.
And I'm pushing the brake, I'm like, whoa. Like, what? What is going on here?
Yeah.
And then by a miracle of God, the brakes work.
Oh, my God.
And I managed to kind of pull in my house because my house was at the bottom of a hill. And I walked in the house. I'm like, okay, yeah.
I'm done with this.
That's it.
I'm done.
I mean, you didn't try to drive it back to work? Like,
I really appreciate you giving me this car.
Yeah, but,
Dad. Now, here's the thing with that. So my next car, Sally.
Oh.
Oh,
the he Mustang. Named it.
Oh, no. The Mustang.
Boys, I don't have regrets in life. Okay. Like, you live your life, you can't have regrets. I have one regret in life. One.
Mm-hmm.
That I sold that car.
Well,
so I had a 93 Mustang.
Oh, sexy.
And it was the year before it became like the really souped up, sexy style Mustang.
Yeah.
But it was my Mustang.
Yeah.
And it was red.
Oh!
And I loved that car.
With your wraparound sunglasses and everything.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So I had that car for about 4 years, and, you know, I was a young buck working in radio. I needed some money, and I was like, okay. So I sold it to a guy, and I wish I didn't.
Oh, man. I
wish I had that car back.
Well, maybe that'll be one of those things. Like, you ever see those shows where, like, Brent's 75, and your daughter goes and finds your Mustang, and it's your birthday.
This car.
And, Dad, we got you. We found you your Mustang, and a 75-year-old Brent. Oh, my Sally! Sally, you're home!
That would make me so happy.
I love you.
All right, Brent X. Dumb Dumb Brent X. Go give a follow on Q's Sports Talk on Twitch. Of course, you can hear him over on Brostat ESPN Radio and read him in Syracuse.com. Post Standard. Brent X, always a pleasure, sir. Coco, before we get out of here, your leftovers. This is one of those things that I didn't click it because I didn't know if it was a real story, but it was.
Yeah.
The man who died from eating too much black licorice.
Oh, I love black licorice.
I do, too.
What's in it that kill? Is he allergic
to
the...
You're going to ask me to pronounce it. No, he ate too much of it.
Oh, okay.
He ate... It's okay. Black licorice contains something called glycyrrhizic acid.
Okay.
Okay? Glycyrrhizic acid.
Yeah, of course.
Eating a bag and a half every day...
Whoa, man.
...threw his nutrients so out of whack that his heart stopped. Here, maybe the news announcer can pronounce that, whatever that acid is, so that we avoid it.
New this morning, doctors say a Massachusetts construction worker's love of black licorice wound up costing him his life. Findings are part of a report in the New England Journal of Medicine. The man ate a bag and a half of black licorice every day for a few weeks. Doctors say that led to dangerously low potassium levels and ultimately caused the 54-year-old man's heart to stop. FDA warns eating as little as 2 ounces of black licorice a day for 2 weeks could cause a heart rhythm problem.
All right, then don't do that, I guess.
That's crazy.
Like, define a bag. Like, is he eating like a 6-pound bag?
Right. Like, what's a bag? Like, a little go to the gas station, grab a bag? Is it
like, if I'm eating Good and Plenty's, is that going to kill
me? Right? Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. All right, Good and Plenty.
Well, it's just not. You want to get Good and Plenty? Tell you about this next guy. It's Good and Plenty.
Speaking of having getting your heart to stop, get something to jolt it back to going.
Oh, man. This next guy.
It's never not going to be funny.
We don't call him the defibrillator for nothing, man.
He'll pound on your chest.
The defibrillator is coming up next, baby.